Stephan with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler as we examine what's going on. We, all of us, are in this together. This is a big effort. Interested in what's going on in the world? The plane is going to take time. It's been, what, 3 weeks since the flight may have crashed? I love these news media people who are assuming. Here's the headline. Nearly 3 weeks after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 crashed into the southern Indian Ocean. What are you talking about? Who knows that that's the case?
Well, the Malaysian guy, Prime Minister, seems pretty excited about it.
He wants to get it off his books. Happening. And CNN, of course, gets sucked right in. Complex calculations based on satellite data indicate about where the plane went down, but no debris has been recovered. It's a full-blown international effort. Seven military reconnaissance planes from Australia, China, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea, and the UNESCO Statos are combing the waters. How do you comb the waters?
Well, they have that cool sled. Have you seen the sled that we gave them to use?
No, I just am thinking about a comb.
Oh, well,
I don't
know.
My hair. How do you comb the
water? That would be small. That would take a long time. Yeah. They have this sled that the U.S. has given to whoever to pull behind a ship.
Right.
And what it does is it looks, you know, it has a camera on it so it can see down very deep into the ocean. And it can listen to things.
Right.
And they call it the sled.
Think they're listening to us?
Hello.
I hope so. Hi. Washington, Dateline, Washington, not District of Columbia, but Washington State. This is what I consider to be the most important story of the week so far. It's Wednesday, and I believe that what has happened in Washington with that mudslide or landslide, or whatever you want to call it, has been more impactful on people than anything else in America. I'm not talking about... The plane certainly has impacted a lot of Chinese people and Malaysian people, but not really affected that many in America. Same with the situation in the Ukraine, which seems to be getting a lot of attention. It may be, in my mind, more important than the continuing discussion of Obamacare and some of the other things that are kind of squishy going on here. This is a real drama, a real story, and you can all kind of put yourself there. Imagine you live in a community that is at the bottom of a ravine, and you have a large mass of mountains, hills around you.
Right.
And with all this rain coming down that they've had,
they
in
knew
the
they
Northwest,
were in a risky area. That's
it's
sure.
a risky area.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Nobody has been found alive since this mud rolled down there Saturday. I think they had a little aftershock of sorts yesterday. 16 confirmed dead. But there are another 176 who are unaccounted for, and the likelihood of them being found under 60-some-odd feet of rubble and mud, I would say, would be rather bleak. Wouldn't you say, digging around in 60 feet of mud?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that at this point there would be anybody alive.
Well, because it's a square mile.
Mm-hmm.
The land covered is 640 acres. That's a lot of land. I mean, it's not the Indian Ocean, but... digging around in there, I think it would be difficult. So the names of the people missing apparently have not been released. Is that right? Do I have that right? Officials think some of the names of the missing have been duplicated. Oh, they have the names, but they don't know whether there's 176 really there or... I mean, how hard is it to look
at a list of a couple
of 176 and see if there's a name on the list
it's kind
more
of your
than
scanning
once.
Skills, yeah.
Excuse me. The deadline for signing up for the Affordable Care Act is next Monday. Today is the 27th, right? Today is the 27th? Yeah. No, that's tomorrow.
26th.
Today is the 26th. Okay. So you have, folks, until next week, unless the administration changes its mind, and apparently there is some wiggle room. On behalf of the administration, the officials in Washington are saying there may be a last-minute change because of the surge of people trying to enroll, and they don't want anybody who's in the pipeline to get shut out. What I don't understand is why there's a deadline. I never understood that about Medicare or any of these other programs. You have an enrollment sign-up period.
Open enrollment.
Why?
I don't know.
Why
don't you
have open enrollment? It is silly. What is that... What? is this about? The White House.
My understanding of it is that the deadline is because of or comes from insurance companies.
Yeah.
That they said they need to cut it off at that point.
Right, because that's how insurance companies have always worked. They always have those periods where you can enroll, enrollment periods.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
That's how
they have always worked.
Insurance. Why?
That's not a new thing.
Well, so they set their rates at the end of the year. They don't have to arbitrarily do it on March 31st or April 15th or June 2nd. Why don't we all get on the same page and they set it at the end of the year?
Well, fiscal year. What's the fiscal year?
October. Well, it depends on which summer. Business-wise, it's often July 31st. Government is October 31st. Why don't I just use it? Why do they have all this confusion? Where did this come from? Anybody know? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Twitter. Why did you ask that? I don't know. Is that a good question to ask on Facebook and Twitter? Social media question? Or is that too complicated, Kenny?
I think it's a little complicated.
A little complicated. All right. Well, anyway, those of you who don't think it's too complicated, share your thoughts with us, will you please? 888-302-DOUG at 13 and change past the hour. Would you like to sort of dream a little dream with me? I'm not asking you to dream a little dream of me, although that'd be nice.
I dreamt of you last night, actually.
Did you really?
You just reminded me. I dreamt that you found out you had another child.
And it's you.
No, it was a boy, and it was older.
Really?
Much older. Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's actually true in a manner of speaking. Not that I don't want to get too heavy, but Tony and I lost a child. And I just sort of come back around in the last year or so to I had put it out of my mind completely.
I'm sorry to bring that up, but yeah, it was an older male child. And
yeah,
we were at a party, and you're like, this is my son. And I'm like, no, it's not. This isn't.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I'm sorry about that.
No,
it was a weird dream.
I'm thinking about how powerful dreams are. I had the dream earlier when I first found out, I blocked it completely out of my mind. Really had blocked it out of my mind. And last summer, I came to grips with it again, and it's very interesting that you would have that dream. Very interesting that you would have that dream. So, anyway, let's unlighten it.
Back to you.
Let's unload a little of that, lighten it up a bit. This is serious stuff for some people. If you have not had a good night's rest, and it's because the man you're sleeping with is restless because he gets up 2-3 times during the night to go to the bathroom, let's put a stop to that right now. Join the millions of men who are using the prostate health formula called PT9. A lot of men are using this. Women are finding that they are thankful, in fact, for PT9, which is the best and newest prostate health product on the market today. Effective because you will have less going to the bathroom at night. The product has been used by... As we advertise these things, and every year there's a new product, because every year through science and research, a better product comes along. And I always want to be telling you about the best one, and that's what PT9 is. A wealth of benefits from taking PT9, healthy prostate, normal flow, that kind of stuff. The bladder functions better. Lots of great things, and it feeds your prostate so you won't have trouble with it later on in life, which is unfortunately the fate of many men as they get older. So stop the problem before it starts by dialing 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9, find relief, or you get your money back. Simple, right? Call that number, 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stephan when you order your jars of bottles. I guess we call them bottles, right, of PT9. You get a bonus gift of a bottle of Heart Factors Plus to go along with it. So why not take advantage of these ways to make yourself healthy? If you're a man in your 40s, call 800-811-3790 now.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And now through the end of the month, get a 15-week trial membership for only $15. You'll find incredible values on top brands like KitchenAid, Samsung, Dyson, and more, along with members-only savings on household essentials and fresh-picked produce. So join Sam's Club today for only $15 to start saving on everything you need for spring. Join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
This portion of the Doug Steffen program brought to you in part by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you are capable of doing using Intuit TurboTax. People getting their tax stuff done. Kenny, you done your taxes yet?
No, I've still got a couple of weeks.
That's exactly what I said.
There
Ken.
You go. Okay. Let's hear it for the procrastinators like that.
Oh, have you done yours?
Never mind. All right.
Welcome to our club.
Let's clean up. I thought yesterday we decided, I don't know who's we, it seemed that they had they, whoever they are. You know how silly it is to use all these pronouns? Officials and all. I mean, where does this information come from? Yesterday, I thought from reading two or three stories on the oil spill in the Houston Harbor, there, the port of Houston, that things were being cleaned up. Apparently, I was a little too quick on the draw there. There still is a mess. Their cleanup crews have quite a mess on their hands. This thick, black oil messing up the habitat of birds and marine life. The spill happened, if you remember, over the weekend. A couple of vessels collided. And so there's oil everywhere. They shut down the port. It upped the cost of crude oil on the exchanges, so that the cost of gasoline went up. And now it looks like about 15 miles of shoreline have been impacted from all this gluck. 750 people are working to clean up the mess. So that's the latest on that. And so gasoline is going to go up again because of the mess. Isn't that sweet? It's 21 after on the Doug program.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Jung is responsible for our thought of the day today. Michael, pay special attention to this, please. Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. Carl Jung said. Have you ever had Jungian therapy, Michael?
No.
You ever had therapy at all?
No.
Really?
You might want to look into that.
Should I make an appointment?
Here I call Carl Jung at your service. All right. This is the number one song from this date, 1974, belonging to David Essex, called Rock On. Rock On. How many people remember this?
I do. I remember when the soap star Michael Damian redid it. Is this Michael Damian?
No.
No, this is the second
one. This is the original one, David Essex.
Yeah.
You obviously weren't paying attention to what I just said.
I was.
No, you weren't.
A momentary lapse of consciousness.
Really?
Huh. And I'm going to unconsciously uncouple with you or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Here's the story of an Oklahoma girl who is a hero to Girl Scouts everywhere. The story this week that she broke the world record for Girl Scout cookie sales.
Yeah, this girl was a rock star.
Selling lots of Thin Mints, apparently. Her name is Katie Francis. She sold 18,107 boxes in the 7 weeks that they have to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Does it say where she did it?
She's in Oklahoma City.
No, I know where, but I mean, in front of a grocery store? Did she go door to door?
I don't know.
That's pretty impressive. 18,000 boxes.
Previous mark was set by Elizabeth Brinton, who sold a little fewer than 18,000 in the 1980s. She's a sixth grader. She said that there were only three ingredients needed to rack up large sales: a lot of time, a lot of commitment, and asking everybody she saw to buy. Last year,
she must be cute.
She's kind of. We have a picture of her at DougStefan.com in the From Today's Show section. Last year, she sold 12,428 boxes. So wow, 6,000 more this year than last year.
I want to hire her at CRN.
That's a lot of cookies, right?
Yeah, we need some advertising
sales people. I get dibs on her first because I told the story
first.
Yeah, we could work together on that. The continuing conversation about the passing of James Rebhorn, most of you didn't know him by name, but I'm betting pretty much all of you knew him by sight because he was one of those character actors that had been literally in hundreds of movies and television shows over his 45-year career. I don't actually ever remember seeing him when he was younger. He always looked the same.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of balding, gray hair, thin guy. And it turns out he'd been fighting this cancer since 1992.
Wow.
So that's a long time. He had skin cancer, and it finally got the best of him this week. Melanoma, that's not good stuff. He wrote his own obituary, which has now gone viral all over the place. The obituary was posted on the website for his church in New Jersey, St. Paul's Lutheran Church. He said his wife and daughters, quote, anchored his life and gave him freedom to live it, adding that his children, quote, made him immensely proud. Finally, he wrote that he was fortunate enough to earn his living doing what he loved. He was a lucky man in every way. So he wrote his own obituary in the third person.
I think that's actually kind of cool.
I do, too. Yeah, I actually do. And, again, he's one of these guys.
You control over death, I think.
You never pay attention to. And there are hundreds of these people, men and women, that we all know, but we don't know them by name.
Right,
we just
great
know
working actors.
See, right. They are working. These people make their living. They're not stars. They work every week, and they play different roles sometimes, and they make a good living. And we don't really remember who they are. We just know who they are from looking at their picture. So sad. But it's an interesting story about the obituary there from James Rebhorn here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one theory of animal behavior holds that two animals in one territory have to battle over dominance. And the extension of this theory is that the pet guardian is the leader of the pack, the alpha of the household, just as one wolf in the wild is the alpha of a pack. Many pet training books assert that human must show the pet who's boss and treat the animal as though he is just one of the submissive followers. In a household, however, father and mother and kids and grandparents all tell the pet what to do, and there's no single leader. The pack theory doesn't apply to the home, but sometimes it is mistakenly forced on the poor pet as the only follower. It never works. Eventually, he will become a creature that needs the control over somebody, anybody. The first visitor who comes to the house may be mounted, bitten, or jumped on as the pet attempts to challenge anyone who's not dominating him. Here's the bottom line. You bring a dog into your house. Everyone tells the dog what to do. That means everyone's in charge except for the dog. So in the pack, if that's what you believe in, the dog is always at the bottom and has to challenge any newcomers. Everyone needs to get together. It'll work. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The hour now. Doug Steffens' program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is following social media input. And I'm full of vim, vigor, and vitality today. I just had some leftover peach praline pie for my... How do you like that?
Peach praline pie.
That sounds
vim,
delicious.
Vigor, and vivality.
It is. Thank you, Risa.
It sounds delicious, but Doug, you haven't been home in a very long time. How long is that? How old is that pie?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Nothing serious.
You're so baffled about why you're having stomach problems.
Right. I actually feel great today. I don't have any stomach problems at all.
Just wait till the pie thinks.
Right.
Good Lord.
All right, Richie, answer the phone. Find out what's
going on. Michael's got it.
All right, let's get to what's going on here. Target's chief financial officer, John Mulligan, who's been playing golf.
Yes. Mulligan is a golf thing.
Right. Yeah. It's when you take another shot.
It's Culligan who fixes...
That's the water guy.
That's water.
What about Lulligan? Do we know anybody named Lulligan?
No,
that's
not yet.
My cousin.
Bulligan? Dulligan?
Move along, Bulligan. Sir. There's nothing
Dulligan
to see
is
here.
Where this program is at.
Right.
It's only 20 more letters to go.
All right. Target's chief financial officer is testifying today before a U.S. Senate committee. They're discussing whether the retail company ignored early warnings about last year's data breach. He's one of six testifying about protecting information from cyber attackers, those no good sons of guns. So, what do we think about this? Of course they knew, actually. Let's get down to brass tacks. They knew what was going on 2 weeks before it became apparent. They didn't want to talk about it because they didn't want it to ruin their business.
Yeah, you can't put the clothesline up.
It's ruined their business.
Right. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
They all know.
All right, Just a second. This is like E.F. Hutton. When Rich McFadden speaks, everybody listens. Stand by.
This is not rocket science here. They all know they're going to be hacked at some point. They don't want to take the measures it will take for them to provide a safe environment for all of us.
It's expensive. Like you, Dougie, with insurance. Like, you would prefer not to have insurance and kind of take a bet that something won't happen, and then when it does, you pay cash for it.
Right.
That's what Target's doing.
Or ask people to help me out in this case. All right, so the situation is not dire necessarily, but it's not good. Under any circumstance, this situation isn't good for the companies. It's not good for people who are using these credit cards. And Richie says that the way to fix the problem, if I remember what you said before, is to have that chip in credit cards, because then they're not easily or as easily hacked. Is that right?
That wouldn't have helped this, because they were hacked. The chip and PIN helps you and I when in our safety when we go insert our information into an ATM machine or one of their debit card scanners.
So how does that work? If I'm like at the gas pump yesterday putting gas in the car, if I had a chip on my
It would work
card.
The same way, but you would have to enter your PIN number along with the chip being a digital reading as opposed to a magnetic reading.
So it's the same as a debit card. Do I have to put my number in if I'm using my debit card?
Correct. But right now, the computer reads a magnetic strip on your card, which is very susceptible to being stolen, easily stolen.
Jennifer Horn, by the way, is going to have our television report, an update on the American Idol ratings, among other things. Meanwhile,
they've been stolen, too.
The president, they're gone, and I don't think they're getting them back. White House extending maybe, just maybe, because this is such a wild success. This is over the top, unbelievable. Can you imagine this many people signing up for health care? My God, this is outrageous. At least 5 million people have signed up so far, and they expect another million before the end of the month. I'm expecting that the website's going to crash at any minute. However, that's not particularly positive. So, listen, we'll hope for the best, right?
No comment.
I've got that. Okay, how many people are aware of the new Star Trek beer?
Star Trek beer? No, I have not heard about this.
Story of Doug Steffen on the Doug Steffen Today Show page. Star Trek beer. Live long and drink it. Imagine Shatner. Okay, we got to bring this up when we see Shatner, Jennifer, next
couple of weeks, yeah.
Month, right. So this is a new federation of beer unveiled. What is the name of this company? Is it the Star Trek Beer Company? No, it's not Star Trek. Tin Man Brewing. That's the name of the company. That gives you a good feeling about it, right? The Tin Man Brewing Company, dubbed Klingon Warnog. The beer incorporates rye malt. Richie, tell me what this is going to taste like, because I don't know from nothing. It's a rye malt, like a German dark wheat ale.
Right.
Sounds horrible. Grain bill. Let's see what else is in here. I don't know. It's made. Beer comes from a small town in Canada called Vulcan.
I bet they gave it all they got.
I'm not one to jump into a beer that's got a novelty name on it. It's likely the taste might not be great.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all but right. Come on. It would
Klingon
be
Warnock.
I'm sure I would try it, but I just went to a restaurant over the weekend. It's right across the street from the network here, actually. It's called World of Beer.
Really?
500 different beers.
Oof. Did you try them all?
I get a few of them.
5.5% alcohol. Is that a lot?
No.
In a beer?
No. I mean, it's not a Miller Lite, but...
The Warnock aroma is predominantly mild banana.
Ugh.
A beer that smells like a banana.
They say beer smells like banana. That's one of the common
tastes.
Yeah,
a subtle sweet malt character it has to it, as I'm looking at the label here.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
The flavor draws heavily from the blending of the rye malt and cloves, creating a rich and unique flavor. The inclusion of wheat and caramel malts helped to round out what people feel will fill your mouth with sweetness. It's called the
good
Klingon
beer,
Warnock.
Make your ears pointy.
Ken, this will be real popular at Comic-Con next year.
I bet it will, yeah.
Huh. HBO's Game of Thrones has inspired a number of new beers, apparently. Did you know that?
We got you visiting the throne, or?
yeah,
I can see that.
Uh-huh, saw that coming. The lineup this year for Lollapalooza, announced later on this morning. Lollapalooza in Chicago in August. Lollapalooza. Why do I remember? That's not like going down to New Orleans. But I remember this.
No, it's a rock festival.
Yeah, is it a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Hmm. Mudslide death toll 16. This is the most important story in America this week, Richie.
Yes, it is.
I said that in the last half hour. I think they have found some other bodies, so the death toll is about 24, I think, at this point in time. Let's see here. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris... Say it again, Doug. There. Chris Martin calling it quits. Or what do they say? It's
they
conspicuous.
They have consciously uncoupled.
Oh, right. Okay. Nice.
Weirdos.
Why? That's not... Why is
That's
that weird?
A stupid thing to say. We're splitting up.
Right.
Just say we're consciously
uncoupled. They're in denial. They don't want to admit that they failed. In their relationship, so they don't want to say it, so they come up with this stupid saying that they release on their blog.
All right.
To let everybody know that they've consciously uncoupled.
You could turn it around, Richie. They made a successful try of it for 10 years.
They did.
Yeah.
How's that? Isn't that
sure?
Nice.
They were living apart for
a while. I would have been happier with that. As it is, consciously uncoupled sounds like the space shuttle undocking from the space station.
By the way, an American is on a Russian spaceship today to go up to the International Space Station.
Yeah, you ain't getting no ride home, Charlie.
What do you think they're talking about on the way up?
So.
You know what? I bet the cosmos, yeah, they don't care. They're all friendly. What do they care?
Yeah.
This nonsense.
They don't.
They don't care about this at all.
But Charlie, they'll get right back. You'll stay here.
You're better at that than Fallon is. I wish he'd stop doing that, because he's really not very good at it at all.
What's that? Bad?
His
Jimmy
Russian
Fallon
accent.
His Russian accent is dumb. It's horrible, in fact. So I told the guys, we have earlier in the morning, if you want to listen to the podcast, at Podcast One, O-N-E, podcast1.com. You'll hear every morning, if you're only able to listen to, let's say, this hour, in hour number three, about 25 past the hour, we have three or four excerpts from late night monologues, and Fallon keeps doing this annoying Russian accent, which is bad, and isn't funny. So I'm beginning to think that Myers, actually, Seth Myers is pretty funny.
I don't think
Myers is funny. Fallon is funny.
I don't think that stuff is funny.
I'll tell you he's funny.
Good for you, Richie. You can tell me all you want. That doesn't mean I have to believe it. 17 before the hour. Here's something I would like you to believe, though. Richie, please, believe me when I tell you, you can stop hair loss right now by calling 800-525-8319. Believe me when I tell you, you can stop hair loss by dialing that number. And then you got to take some action after you dial 800-525-8319. You will be working on one of the main reasons for your thinning hair, and that's plugged up pores. Cleanse those pores. Tote that barge. Call 800-525-8319. Cleanse the pores. Follicles under your scalp will start pushing the hair back up through those open pores. Before you know it, you got a little fuzz, and then it gets to be longer, and it looks like real hair. And there's an ingredient in Provia that will also help thicken your hair. So, man, you're going to look great after a few months. Call 800-525-8319. Yes, the product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Cleanses your scalp, allows the hair to grow back again. This is cool stuff, man. Or if I were Cheech and Chong, it would be cool something else. But this is what I can do on the good day. It's the best I can do for you on the program. Cool stuff. Stop your hair loss. Dial 800-525-8319.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Quality has been a hallmark of Aldi since opening in the U.S. nearly 40 years ago. I'm Risa Jill Miller, and smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi exclusive brands can save them up to 50% on commonly purchased and high-quality grocery items. Now Aldi has received the national honor of being named the 2014 Retailer of the Year from Private Label Store Brands magazine. Aldi superfan Kaylee Arrett of Cha-Ching on a Shoestring has more.
Aldi is always looking for innovative ways to give more value to their shoppers. Through new products like the all-natural and organic Simply Nature line, expanded fresh offerings, and cost-saving efficiencies, Aldi is able to provide great quality at the lowest prices.
For more details on why Aldi was selected as Retailer of the Year, see the February issue of Private Label Store Brands magazine or visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot?
Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
I sleep in your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There was 57 channels and another. All right, let's get to the heart and soul. Did you see that Paul Guilfoyle is leaving CSI?
I did. That's part of the report today, Debbie.
Oh, it is. Excuse me for stepping on your tongue there.
Which one is he?
He's the he's Brass. He's been on since the beginning.
He's one of the original.
Captain, he's the police. He's the police officer.
Okay, yeah, I like him.
Been there. He's
he
another one.
Captain
character.
Jim Brass, right?
Right, okay.
And he started it with the show's first season back in 2000.
So
he's only one
leaving?
Of two original stars left. That's George Eads, who remains
the
with
other
the
one.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs to go on a diet? He got fat the last couple of years. You notice that?
I don't watch the
Eads
show.
Eads did?
No.
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Eads or Eads?
Not sure.
I think it's Eads.
Eads.
Right. Yeah.
But Guilfoyle is one of those character actors like Redholm.
Which one is Elizabeth Shue on? That's that one, right?
Elizabeth
yeah,
because
she's with Ted Danson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like her. I want to watch that.
She's fairly attractive.
She's very attractive.
Like Jennifer. Yeah,
I've liked her since I was 15 years old, and she was in...
Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Grow up.
Hey, things that you don't love. Fox and American Idol.
American Idol, yeah.
Trouble, trouble, trouble. So they've been mixing things up this season. They've tried to change the time slots around. They've shortened the results show, which is a brilliant idea, by the way. But those changes haven't really done them any good. They have been reaching audiences that are shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. And it's a Thursday's edition of Idol reached 8.4 million viewers, which isn't terrible, but this used to be the big time, most dominant show on TV.
You know
so.
The best thing about it is Randy's gone, I told you it wasn't me.
That's
dog.
Right. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Now, William Shatner, we talked about him earlier, Dougie.
Yes,
William Shatner is the famous captain of Star Trek, as you know, Captain Kirk, and he's got a new show coming to TV this fall called The Shatner Project. It's going to be he and his wife Elizabeth redoing their house. It'll air on Scripps DIY channel in October.
Going to ride a horse in the backyard?
Episodes, perhaps.
Yeah.
But they don't have horses at their home.
Okay, I'll watch that. He's a funny guy.
He makes something out of... You think he's paying to get his house redone?
He's 70 a couple years old and he's still able to get a TV show here and there. Yeah.
He's old.
Is he really?
Yeah.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Three minutes after the hour, it's the Doug Good Day program, or maybe the Dudley Good Day program, Richie. We have now with us Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend. I'm going to tell Warren, both Richie and I have stories about our dog. Richie has questions about his pugs peeing on the bed or whatever it is.
No. That was last week's question.
Okay. This week we have another question.
Correct.
Okay. Daddy, why do those dogs look so funny? We'll get to that and Warren's other advice to you. I have somebody who listens to this program about pets, or this part of the program with Warren Eckstein about pets, a lot. And they are very upset because we don't spend enough time investigating the lives of cats. So perhaps we ought to do that.
That's my complaint.
I know it is, Jennifer. And so this will be just for you. After we get the pug question out of the way, we'll move over to that miserable cat that you have and see what we can do about her. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Richie's got a pug question.
So, Warren, I have two dogs. They just happen to be pugs, so this isn't related to pugs in general.
Just so you know, that's one whole dog, Richie.
That is one. Two pugs equal one whole dog,
one
right?
Dog, one
and
whole
they are
dog.
Puppies. They are 9 months old, and they almost and they play a lot. So they're wrestling, and they nibble on each other's coat and legs and everything like that. Well, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, they get to the point where they apparently really irk each other and start really going at it. And you'll break them up. Yes, fighting. And you'll break them up, and then they'll start licking and cleaning each other's ears and tails and doing which other again. And so it seems to happen like once a day, once every other day.
So what's your question, caller?
Why do they get into it? And what do I do to keep them from getting into it like they do?
When you leave them, where are they?
They rarely are home alone.
Peeing.
No. But they sleep in their crate at night, and they love their crate.
Okay, here's the bottom line, okay? Very often when you have two puppies, especially at 9 months old, they're actually just coming out of what we call the terrible twos in the animal world, okay?
Right.
So it's very common for them to challenge each other. Chances are, if you were not there to break it up, they would break it up on their own. That's why I ask what happens when you're not around. Do you ever notice when you're in another room when you're not around?
Not much there.
Okay. It's showtime.
It's showtime, number one. And number two, they're looking for some type of reaction from you, and obviously they're getting it.
Okay. So just let them go.
Let them go. I would also, they spend a lot of time outside of the house, which is important. I would let them work it out on their own, unless obviously there's bloodshed.
Okay, cool.
All right. If there is bloodshed, just shoot one of them, and then you'll be all set.
There you go.
All right, so now,
a lot of money.
Time for a discussion of cats. Did you know that every year nearly 4 million cats are eaten in Asia? Jennifer, there's hope.
It tastes like chicken.
This is not the conversation that we wanted to have.
On average, cats spend two-thirds of every day sleeping. Yep. Miserable waste of time that they are.
That's because they are a lot smarter than we are.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to do that? Come on. You
know, a 9-year-old cat only has been awake for 3 years.
Yeah, but let me answer the question this way. Someone once said to me, cats are so stupid that they can't be trained. And my response was, cats are so smart, they can't be trained. And the bottom line is that you will go to a circus. And I'm not pro-circus. I'm not pro-circus at all. But you go to a circus and you watch a lion jump through a hoop of fire, walk on a leash and collar. You come home to your Persian and say, why can't my Persian do that? The reason is you've never attempted it. People will bring a puppy in the house and a kitten into the house the same day. They'll train the puppy and let the kitten just be a kitten because they assume that's enough.
Because they're so cute.
But all of my cats have walked on a leash and harness. All of my cats come when I've called them. All of my cats have been trained. And the reason for that is because I took the time to do it.
All right, why can't cats climb down a tree?
They can. They panic. They panic when they get up.
No, they
go
down backwards. Well, they don't go down forwards.
Do you ever climb ropes in gym? You ever come down with your head first? No, because it's a ridiculous way to come down. Cats are way too smart to do that, Doug.
Doug?
Stupid.
Cats make 100 different sounds. Dogs only make 10. Come on.
Cats have a much bigger vocabulary.
Apparently.
And speak multi-languages.
Right, yeah. Multilingual cats. That's what we love. All right, Warren Eckstein. Check out his PetShow.com website.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health, a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.